From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the potent mix of sports and politics and why it works for the GOP. First, though, the military releases casualty figures for April in Iraq. Scores of Americans killed, hundreds of Iraqis. This comes as a tense ceasefire is in place in the town of Fallujah, where there's been heavy fighting for more than a week. Iraqi officials are reportedly talking with both Sunnis in Fallujah and the Shiite forces of Muqtada al-Sadr in the south in an effort to bring an end to the violence. Joining us is Alyssa Rubin of the Los Angeles Times. She's in Baghdad. Alyssa, first, what is happening in Fallujah today? Do you know?
I think it's been relatively quiet in Fallujah. A colleague of mine is there, and he says it's been really nothing, sort of sporadic occasional fire, but that's almost normal, more than normal, we're in Fallujah. The Marines are still, of course, in the city and encircling the city, but it's been very quiet, and negotiations are going on, led by Sunni clerics, Sunni leaders, and they're out there talking with some of the local leaders in Fallujah about what kind of moves need to be made in order to maintain the ceasefire and to begin to work out some negotiated end to the situation.
What about the casualty figures in Fallujah over the last week? Do they know exactly what has happened?
No, I don't think they know exactly what's happened, but I do think that the casualty figures were beginning to see kind of ranges. The Americans are saying 70 soldiers have died in the month of April, and then about 700 Iraqi insurgents. But those are, as I understand it, nationwide numbers, and so the hospitals in Fallujah have reported at least 600 dead and potentially even more than that.
And let me ask about hostages. The American military commander in Iraq, Army Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, said at a news conference today that there are 8, perhaps 9 Americans who are missing, 2 soldiers, the rest civilian contractors over there. Is there any word on what's happening with these hostages?
No, I feel as if we're really quite in the dark on the hostages. There have been promises to release the Japanese hostages. I think they were supposed to have been released either late yesterday or today. There were a number of Chinese captured late yesterday. There's no word on them. There are at least a couple of Americans that we know of, contractors. Again, there's no information on them.
What's the situation now in the south? This is the area where there's been a lot of fighting by Shiite insurgents following this radical cleric, Muqtada al-Sadr. Is that calming down in the south or still going on?
I think I would say that it's sort of in abeyance at the moment because there are also negotiations going on there between al-Sadr's people and Shiite clerics and politicians who are attempting to figure out a deal that would be both acceptable to Sadr and to the U.S.-led coalition provisional authority. The terms they've come up with would involve one offering Sadr the ability to delay any movement forward on his court case. He's, as you know, accused of the murder of Shiite cleric Majid al-Khoi, which happened last year at around this time, and holding off on that until after the sovereignty handover in June. In turn, Sadr would either dissolve, disband, in some way make go away this al-Mahdi army that he has marshaled.
Los Angeles Times reporter Alyssa Rubin in Baghdad. Alyssa, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you.